Tomatoes, tomato missing, and drug case actress believed gangland victim. In due time, however, the press reported, fleeing playgirl traced to Rio. Apparently no attempt was made by American authorities to recover her, and soon the matter diminished to an occasional gossip column mention. As a news story, it was revived only once, on Christmas Day, when Sally Tomato died of a heart attack at Sing Sing. Months went by, a winter of them, and not a word from Holly. The owner of the brownstone sold her abandoned possessions, the white satin bed, the tapestry, her precious Gothic chair. A new tenant acquired the apartment. His name was Quentin Smith, and he entertained as many gentlemen callers of a noisy nature as Holly ever had. Though in this instance, Madame Spinella did not object. Indeed, she doted on the young man and supplied filet mignon whenever he had a black eye. But in the spring, a postcard came. It was scribbled in pencil and signed with a lipstick kiss. Brazil was beastly, but Buenos Aires the best. Not Tiffany's, but almost. Am joined at the hip with divine Signor, Signor spelled with a dollar sign. Love? Think so. Anywho, am looking for somewhere to live. Signor has wife, 7 brats, and will let you know address when I know it myself. Mille tendresse. But the address, if it ever existed, never was sent, which made me sad. There was so much I wanted to write her. That I'd sold 2 stories, had read where the trawlers were countersuing for divorce, was moving out of the brownstone because it was haunted. But mostly, I wanted to tell her about her cat. I had kept my promise. I had found him. It took weeks of after-work roaming through those Spanish Harlem streets, and there were many false alarms, flashes of tiger-striped fur that upon inspection were not him. But one day, one cold, sunshiny Sunday winter afternoon, it was. Flanked by potted plants and framed by clean lace curtains, he was seated in the window of a warm-looking room. I wondered what his name was, for I was certain he had one now. Certain he'd arrived somewhere he belonged. African hut or whatever. I hope Holly has too.
This has been an Audible Inc. production of Breakfast at Tiffany's, written by Truman Capote, narrated by Michael C. Hall. Executive producer, Kristen Lang. Producer, Mike Charzik. Edited, mixed, and mastered by Darren Vermas. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 1950, 1951, 1956, 1958 by Truman Capote. Copyright renewed 1978, 1979, 1984 by Truman Capote. Copyright renewed 1986 by Alan U. Schwartz. Production copyright 2014 by Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.